Last week, President Trump signed an omnibus spending bill giving the government $1.3 trillion and avoiding a government shutdown. In that bill is a provision that allows businesses to hire more foreign guest workers through the H-2B visa program. This program is designed to help U.S. businesses temporarily fill job openings that aren't being filled by American workers. And the spending package has nearly doubled the number of H-2B visas available. For more on this, I got a hold of Nina Rabin earlier this morning. She's the co-director of the Immigration Law Clinic at the University of Arizona. And we started by talking about exactly how the H-2B visa program works.
The H-2B program is the kind of modern version of our country's guest worker program, and it enables employers to hire temporary workers, seasonal workers. They have to first show that they couldn't hire U.S. citizens for the same job. So it requires a fair amount of legwork by employers. They've got to post the job at an agreed-upon wage and show that U.S. workers aren't taking it before the Department of Labor will certify that they can open applications to foreign workers. You know, the key aspect of the program is that it has an end point. It's a visa that you have to leave after a certain amount of time.
Right. So who are these workers? What kind of countries are they coming from? And generally, what kind of jobs do they come here to fill?
So the H-2B program is a lot of jobs in construction, in lumber, in the hotel industry, so landscapers, cooks, all kinds of jobs that work on kind of a seasonal basis. The H-2A program is the other half of the program is specifically for farm workers, for agricultural workers. And we see a lot, I think the majority from Mexico, but there are also a lot of H-2B workers from India, from Jamaica, from a range of, you know, largely developing countries.
Right. So you mentioned construction, some of these industries that are seasonal that we bring in workers for. How do these workers tend to affect Arizona's economy? And do you think this is something that is necessary to Arizona's economy?
So there's a lot of controversy over whether these workers are a benefit or a disadvantage for the economy. On the whole, employers and businesses love these workers and are big proponents of the program. But many people argue that actually H-2B workers and guest workers in general are not a healthy part of the economy because they do take jobs away from domestic workers and they also keep wages down. I think that the biggest concern about the program is that these workers they're very vulnerable to exploitation because they're dependent on a single employer for their visa, for their ability to stay. And so that's part of why employers really like this workforce. It's very convenient to have a group of workers that's, going to come, work, and then leave and not really raise any concerns about their treatment or standards of work. But unions and worker advocates will tell you that that's, you know, not a healthy dynamic in the workplace and it drives down working conditions.
Do companies who hire these workers argue they can't hire them locally or they can't afford to hire them locally?
I think a combination of both. I think that they definitely say that these are jobs that U.S. workers don't like and don't take. But the question is always, well, is that because of the working conditions and the wages that are offered? So I think it's both.
Yeah. So do you think expanding this program like this omnibus spending bill would, do you think it means that we'll see more migrant workers here in the U.S. who are happy to take these jobs, or are there some other concerns that they might have that might deter them from coming here even though they can get these visas? Is it still in demand for workers to want to come and get these visas?
Very much so. I don't think that there's any less demand for these workers despite the fact that the jobs are hard. They're going to earn, you know, more than they can earn in their home countries. In fact, part of what's so concerning is that a lot of workers pay in their home country to be selected. They pay big bribes often to be chosen to get the H-2B visas. So many of them are dealing with really large debt even before they arrive. But all of that being said, it doesn't damper enthusiasm. I think that, you know, a lot of people really want a way to come to this country, and this is a viable way to do it.
Yeah, even for a short period of time, it's still really in demand, and the competition is fierce for these visas.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh.
One other thing we wanted to hit on. So one thing that this omnibus spending bill doesn't touch on yet is the DACA program. It's still left in limbo. Does this create more concerns among immigrant communities here in the Valley?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it is a real disappointment and a expression of, you know, what is important to the administration about immigrants, that really there's been all this talk about keeping the numbers low, ramping up enforcement, and yet the one area where President Trump is willing to grow is in this program that's very susceptible to exploitation and abuse, where workers are in a highly vulnerable position. And his refusal to do anything about DACA is really related in the sense that, you know, not giving this really significant population of people any viable work authorization or means of living here, it keeps them in a similar position of being really vulnerable to exploitation and abuse.
All right. Nina Rabin is the director of the Bacon Immigration Law and Policy Program at the University of Arizona. She's also the co-director of the Immigration Law Clinic there. Nina, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this today.
Happy to do so. Thanks for inviting me.